Good morning and a happy new year.
弟兄姊妹早上好，新年快乐。
I hope all of us had a wonderful break for the new year through family gatherings and the church meetings.
我希望大家都已经有一个非常好的新年，借着我们之间的聚集和家庭的团聚。
We had a year and a prayer meeting last Sunday.
在上个星期天的晚上，我们有了一个新年结束的祷告聚会。
And everybody.Left our place just a few ticks before midnight, which was New Year's Day.
我们在新年在午夜开始之前，我们一起在有些交通。
And that gave us a thrill because it was rare to have such a cross-year experience.
让我们都觉得非常的兴奋，因为有这样子一个积极的交通是。不多的。
I hope the young people among us back from the winter retreat are cheered up and filled with a new spirit for the new year.
我也希望你从冬令会回来的年轻人里面被这个灵所充满，能够来仰望新的一年。
For most people, the turning of the calendar to a new year means a lot.
对很多人来说，这个展开新的一年是非常有意义的事情。
Maybe it's a wonderful time of deep reflection, both on the past and on the one ahead.
让我们可以来思考过去，也可以来仰望未来。
But to me personally, New Year's Day doesn't feel much new.
但是对我个人来说，新年第一天并不觉得很新。
For there's no central biblical narrative.Informing the celebration of the New Year's Day.
因为并没有一个圣经的教训来教导新年第这个元旦新年第一天。
But this doesn't mean we as God's children should pause on the turning of the calendar.
当然，作为神的儿女，这不意味着说我们就不再翻开那个日历的第一天。
Moses once asked the Lord to teach us to remember our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
摩西曾经祷告神说：“求你教我们怎样数算自己的日子，使我们得到智慧的心。”
And the New Testament teaches us that we should redeem our time by following the Lord Jesus through our daily life.
新约也告诉我们怎样在每天的里面来跟随主，来爱惜光阴。
The word redeem means to number with nothing missed according to the heavenly purpose.
这个爱惜光阴是说，怎样在照着圣经的智慧来数算我们的日子。
So, dear brothers and sisters, earthly time regarding days, months, weeks, and years is God's wonderful gift to us throughout His creation.
这个地上的这个日月年是神所给我们的一个非常美妙的。
For us to make ourselves accountable to the purpose that He has for us.
是为了让我们来完成他让我们所完成的旨意。
New Year's Day can also remind us of God's great faithfulness to us throughout the days of the past year.
新年第一天也让我们想起了神对我们的广大的信实。
As the Bible tells us in the book of Lamentation 3:23, that God's mercy and compassion to His people are new every day.
因为在耶利米哀歌里面也讲到说，神的怜悯每早晨是不断绝的，每早晨都是新鲜的。
Brothers and sisters, our days may come and go.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的日子会又来又过去。
Our days may keep on changing.
我们的日子也会不断的变化。
But His loving kindness will stand the same forever.
但是他的慈爱却永远都不改变。
So in Hebrews 13:8, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以在希伯来书里面讲的说，耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
For God's children, New Year's Day should serveAs a signpost to His unfailing love.
所以对于神的儿女来说，新年的第一天应该作为一个记号，就是他永不改变的慈爱。
So the proper response to the past year of 23 for all of us.
所以对于过去的这一年的我们的一个回应，应该是
is not we made it through or look what we achieved.
不是说哎，我们终于熬过了这一年，或者说看看我们所成就的。
It is thank you, Lord.
而是应该是感谢主。
Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以在保罗在帖撒罗尼迦5:16也是这样讲到，说我们要不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the proper response. As we look back on the old days that have gone with the year 2023.
所以弟兄姊妹，这才是我们一个正常的反应，对于过去的2023年。
The days whether good or bad.
不管是好的日子还是不好的日子。
High or lowly place.
是或高或低。
Even we've gone through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然我们也经过死荫的幽谷。
We're not there either boasting or licking our wounds.
我们既不是夸口，也不是来或者是抚摸我们的伤口。
But we give thanks to the Lord.
而是我们要感谢我们的主。
And also, as we look forward having a new start with the year 2024.
所以，当我们仰望要来的这2024年的时候
，It is the same prayer that we want to say to the God, to the Lord.
也是我们应当有同样的祷告，要向我们的主。
Now, for the Bible reading for this morning.
今天早上我们要读的圣经。
Would you please turn your Bible with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verses 1 through 9.
我们一起来约书亚记第一章第一到第九节。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河。”往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河、赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆， 因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地，只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵循我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵循这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we reading your word.
主，我们为在你以前一起来读你的话语来感谢你。
We pray that Jesus, the bright morning star, will shine us and fill our heart.
我们祷告主耶稣这个明亮的晨星能够在我们的心里面显现。
And the Holy Spirit come and to open our inner eyes.
圣灵能够在我们里面开启我们里面的眼睛。
Because we want to see our Lord Jesus in your word.
因为我们希望在你的话语里面来看见我们的主耶稣。
Because the word is with God.
因为这个话道 与神同在。
Where the word is and the Lord you are there.
你就在那个话语之间。
Lord, you are the word of God.
主，你就是神的道。
So Lord, we put this hand onto your hand.
我们把这些话交在你的手中。
And be with us in hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
与我们同在，请听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
The Bible passage we are reading through this morning talks about preparing to enter a new start.
这个我们刚才所读的圣经告诉我们是一个为了预备一个新的开始所做的准备。
The children of Israel, having just gone through the wilderness under the leadership of Moses.
因为以色列人刚刚跟摩西在旷野里面经过了四十年。
They were thrilled.Before the land that God had promised to them.
他们在这个神所应许地面前充满了兴奋。
Because the old calendar of 40 years of going nowhere but wandering around the wilderness was finally flipped over.
因为这个在旷野的四十年，在那绕圈的日子终于可以翻过去了。
And they were now about to turn the calendar to a brand new year.
他们现在终于可把这个日子翻开来到一个新的一年里面。
Now Joshua was standing by the Jordan River.
约书亚这时候就站在约旦河边。
To him, it was a New Year's Eve for all of God's people.
对他和神的百姓来说，这就是新年的除夕之夜。
New Year's Day was only a click away from them.
新年的第一天只不过是一指之间。
Then they were gonna celebrate their new home and a new life there.
他们马上就要庆祝他们在这个新应许之地的新的生活。
Not on this side of a river, but on the other side.
是不是在这河的这一边，而是在河的那一边
？Before we go into the book of Joshua, chapter one.
在我们进到约书亚记第一章之前
，Let's rehearse the brief history of Exodus.
我们来过一下以色列人出埃及的历史。
The children of Israel were in bondage of slavery in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
以色列人在埃及做奴四百年之久。
And every night they went to sleep crying to God for sending them a deliverance.
每天晚上睡觉之前，他们都在跟神哭泣，说求主给他们一个救赎主。
God listened to them and sent them Moses.
神听了他们的祷告，差遣了摩西。
To deliver them from Egyptian bondage.
把他们从摩西以色列从埃及的那个捆绑之下释放出来。
God also sent them the 10 plagues to the land of Egypt.
神也差遣了十灾。在以色列地上
to make Pharaoh release his hand upon Israel,
迫使法老能够在以色列人身上能够抬起他的手。
The last plague is the death of the firstborn of the land.
最后一灾是埃及人的长子都死了。
It means every household in Egypt.
换句话说，在埃及的每一家
，doesn't matter whether they are Egyptian or Hebrew，
不管是以色列人还是埃及人
，they're all under the curse of death。
他们都在这个死亡的咒诅之下。
But God said to Moses to tell the people of Israel。
但是神告诉摩西对以色列人说
，to sprinkle the blood of a lamb on their doorposts，
把那个羔羊的血涂在门框上。
So at midnight the death angel would fly over，
所以在午夜的时候，那个死亡的天使就会飞过去
，fly over the land of Egypt，
从以色列地飞过去，绕过去。
And in every house that did not bear the blood mark。
在每一家那里没有羔羊的血的那个家里面
，death would occur，
那里就有死亡。
And every firstborn should die，
每一个首生的、头生的都要死亡。
But those in the house of Israel would be saved by the blood of a lamb，
但是在以色列家里的，他们就会因着那个门楣上的血而得救。
And during that night they got released from Pharaoh's hand to get out of the land of Egypt。
就在那一天晚上，他们从法老的手下被拯救出来，脱离了埃及。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the reason that you and I are alive and sitting here this morning，
所以弟兄姊妹，你我今天能够活着坐在这里
，with the breath of life, singing and praising to the Lord，
我们能够活着有气息来唱赞美神的歌
，is because that we are covered by the blood of Jesus。
因为我蒙耶稣的宝血所遮盖。
Only by the blood of Lamb of God，
只是因着耶稣神羔羊的宝血所遮盖。
You and I could be saved from the curse of eternal punishment。
你和我能够从这个永远的被咒诅的这个咒诅里面被拯救出来。
And be freed from the power of darkness，
从这个黑暗的权势里面被拯救出来。
After they had gone out of the land，
当他们从这个地出来之后，
Pharaoh regretted to let them go，
法老就后悔让他们离开。
So he sent his horsemen running after Israel and caught them up at the Red Sea，
所以他就派出马兵来在那个红海边上抓住追上了他们。
Now the people of Israel started crying to Moses，
所以以色列人就开始跟摩西哭泣。
You should have left us in Egypt，
你应该让我们留我们在埃及地。
But you brought us out here in this wilderness，
但是你却把我们带到了这个旷野。
Where there were no graves in Egypt， then you left us to die here。
你在埃及难道没有面包吗？你让我们死在这里。
So Moses turned to God and cried out to him。
所以摩西就转向神，向神哭泣。
And the Lord told him to use what you had in your hand。
所以神就对摩西说，用你手中的杖。
When Moses stretched forth the rod in his hand to the sea，
当摩西把他手中的杖伸向红海的时候，
the Red Sea split，
红海就分开了。
And the people of Israel went over the bed of the sea on dry ground，
所以以色列人就从红海当中踩过这个干地而过去。
When Israel crossed the Red Sea，
当以色列人走过红海之后，
Pharaoh's army followed them in hot pursuit，
法老的军兵还在后面追赶。
So God waited until them they were in the middle of the sea，
所以就神就在等着他们到了那个红海中间的时候。
The same water opened for Israel, now closed on Egyptian chariots。
同样的红海，在以色列人面前打开，却在埃及人面前合上了。
For the first time, God's people won their freedom。
第一次，神的子民获得了自由。
A real freedom not only from the land of Egypt, but also from the power of Egypt.
这是一个真正的自由，不光是从埃及地，也从埃及的权势下面。
So we learned from Red Sea crossing that we used to live in not only the reality of the darkness。
所以我们从这个红海这件事情上学到，我们过去不光是活在这个黑暗里面，
but also under its power。
却也是活在他的权势的下面。
We all know that to be an alcoholic is to live in the reality of a sin. To be an alcoholic.
我们都知道说这个酗酒的人
is to live in the reality of a sin.
是活在这个罪的这个实际的里面。
But the lust in them.That drives us and attracts us to alcohol is the power of sin.
但是在我们里面的这个情欲是驱使着我们去被这个酒所控制。
That simply taking away the bottle won't solve the problem of the drunkenness.
把那个酒瓶子拿开不能够解决这个酗酒人的问题。
But a person's lust for alcohol must be washed away.
这个在我们里面追求这个酒的酒精的这个情欲必须要被除去。
I think many of us still remember how we were filled with a fresh and warm feelings when the conversion happened to us.
我想我们每个人都还记得，当我们得救的时候，那个新鲜的那个新鲜的感觉。
We were so happy and eager to live a life as a new in Christ.
我们在基督里面是这样的兴奋，我们可以过着一个新人的生活。
As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以在哥林多后书5:17那里讲到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
However, just at this point,
但是就在这一点上
，the power of our old corrupt nature was on hard pursuit after us.
但是在我们里面的那个旧有的生命还是在追赶着我们。
Just like a Pharaoh's chariots run after Israel to the Red Sea.
就像法老的那个马兵一直追以色列人到海边一样。
It wanted to drag us back to what we used to be.
他希望把我们拖回到我们以前的样子。
Now, what do we do, dear brothers and sisters?
那我们应该做什么呢
？The answer is the Red Sea crossing.
这个答案就在于过红海。
How the Red Sea drowned and buried the Egyptian army there.
当这个红海是怎样的把那个以色列埃及人淹死在里面。
We shall bring our old nature of pride, pleasure, and self-centered attitude to the cross and bury them there.
我们也应当把我们这个以厌乐以自我为中心的这个也应当再带到十字架下面埋葬在那里。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we keep the Red Sea crossing alive in us,
只要我们把那红海过红海这件事情活化在我们的面前
，we will have access to the new life in Christ.
我们就可以在基督里面过这个新人的生活。
Although the people of Israel had to go around the desert for 40 years because of their stubbornness and unbelief.
虽然以色列人在因着他们的悖逆和不信，在旷野里面绕行了40年
，God protected them with His outstretched arm.
神却用他伸开的膀臂保护了他们。
Their sandals would not wear out.
他们的鞋子没有穿破。
And their clothes wouldn't wear out too.
他们的衣服也没有穿破。
When they got hungry,
他们饥饿的时候
，God fed them with manna from heaven.
神从天上来降下玛拿。
When they were thirsty,
当他们干渴的时候
，God gave them sweet water from the rock.
神就从磐石里面击打水给他们喝。
And then they started murmuring about the manna and the water.
他们又因着玛拿和水的缘故，在神面前，在帐篷里发怨言的时候
，God because they wanted the meat.
因为他们想要吃肉。
God sent the quails, and they had so much of it.
神就差来了那个鹌鹑，他们有这么多的鹌鹑。
The Bible tells us that when they eat that quail meat,
当他们在吃的时候
，until the meat was running out of their nose,
直到那个肉从他们鼻孔里出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, the whole Exodus is God's miracle that bring out of the people of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt.
整个出埃及记都是在讲说以色列人是怎样从埃及的捆绑中被释放出来。
The story tells how we as God's chosen people.
这个故事讲到我们作为神的儿女
going out of the bondage of the sin.
是从这个罪里面怎样从罪的权势里面释放出来
through the precious salvation of Jesus
是借着主耶稣宝贵的救恩
and we are now on our way to the kingdom of the Son of His love
我们现在是在我们去神的爱子的国度的路上
Dear young people, we know that Exodus for many non-believers sounds so far away
我们知道年轻人这个出埃及记对于很多人来说是这样的遥远
and they take it as an ancient fantasy
他们觉得说这只是一个传说而已
even those who acknowledge the Bible is the true word of God
虽然有些人知道说圣经是神的话语真实的话语
but yet they still don't take Exodus as meaningfulness to their lives
但是他们却不觉得出埃及记在他们生活里面是真实的。
But to us, Exodus is not only a historical fact.
但是对我们来说，出埃及记不光是一个历史的事实。
But also our true experiences in the salvation of Jesus.
在救恩的里面，它也是我们真实的一个经历。
Now the people of Israel.
现在以色列人。
They arrived at the Jordan River.
他们来到了约旦河边。
And they were standing just one step away from the promised land.
他们离那个应许之地只有一步之遥。
Just like a Nephilim waiting for the starting gun to sound on the running field. Just like an athlete.
哦，就像那个运动员。
Waiting for the starting gun to sound on the running field.
他们在等待着，在运动场上等待着那个枪响。
They were ready to cross the river.
他们已经准备好了要过约旦河。
To claim the heritage that God had promised to them.
他来要来得这个神所应许的这个地。
They were the second generation from their fathers.
他们是他们这个先父的第二代。
Although leaving the land of Egypt was a great historical event.
虽然这个过红海是一件历史事件。
God's purpose for them was not to have them stay in the wilderness and make it their home.
神的目的却不是让他们在旷野里面，在旷野成为他们的家。
But to sweep through the gates of the promised land.
而是需要过这个进到应许之地。
Brothers and sisters, the story of Exodus was composed of miracles and stunning events.
这个出埃及记是充满了这个神迹奇事。
But when the second generation came to the Jordan River,
当第二代来到约旦河的时候
，they had to leave their father's story behind.
他们需要把他们父辈的故事留在后面。
To run the new race before them,
跑在他们前面的新的路程。
The old calendar of Moses and his generation must be gone.
这个摩西的和过去的历史一定要过去。
Now God raised up a new leader for them by the name of Joshua.
神在他们面前兴起了一个新的仆人，叫约书亚。
Who means the Lord is our salvation.
约书亚的意思是说，主耶和华是我的救恩。
To lead them into God's promised land.
带他们进到应许之地。
You see, the book of Joshua is all about a brand new generation of God's people.
约书亚记讲到是整个这个新的一代的故事。
Under a brand new leadership.
在一个新的领导者的下面。
And toward a new destination.
到一个新的目的地。
So let's take a look, chapter 1, verse 2.
我们来看看第一章第二节。
God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead.
神对约书亚说，摩西，我的仆人死了。
Joshua was a spiritual son of Moses.
约书亚是摩西的一个属灵的儿子。
He followed Moses and spent most of the time with Moses.
他跟随摩西，跟摩西过了很多的时间。
To learn how to serve God's purpose.
来学习，来怎样服侍，完成神的旨意。
The only person who followed Moses up to the Mount Sinai and brought down the tablets of the Ten Commandments was Joshua.
只有是约书亚跟着摩西上了西乃山，拿下了那个十诫。
Joshua loved Moses and knew him pretty well.
约书亚非常的爱摩西，对他非常的了解。
So of course he had witnessed when Moses passed away and was buried in the wilderness.
所以他也见证了摩西被主接去，在被埋葬在旷野。
But why, dear brothers and sisters, does God want to say this verse to Joshua again?
为什么神却要对摩西约书亚再说这句话呢？
To remind Joshua in case he might forget about it that Moses is dead?
是为了提醒约书亚，万一他忘记了摩西已经死了吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是的。
Moses was sent by God and a great leader to his people.
摩西是神所差遣的一个伟大的领袖。
So that God praises Moses before Joshua, my servant.
所以神对约书亚说，这是我的仆人。
Which means the humble and faithful man who had served God with all of his heart, mind, and strength.
是一个谦卑的，用尽他所有的力气，用他尽心尽性服侍神的一个仆人。
Even in the New Testament, in Matthew 17.
就算在马太福音十七章里面
，Our Lord Jesus once went up to a high mountain.
我们主到了山上
，and he was joined by Moses and Elijah in the glory of transfiguration.
他在那里变化山上，他摩西和以利亚在那里显现。
So that caused Peter to say, "I want to put up three shelters."
所以彼得就说我要做三个帐篷
one for Jesus, one for Elijah, and one for Moses.
一个给主耶稣，一个给摩西，一个给以利亚。
You know, our Lord Jesus had a parable of three servants in Matthew 25.
我们主在马太福音二十五章里面也有三个有一个比喻讲了三个仆人。
A master called his three servants to him.
一个主人把三个仆人叫来
and gave his goods to them before he went traveling to a far country.
把他的钱财给他，在他去到很远的地方之前。
One had received five talents, made a double.
一个人收到了五千两的银子。
Another one had received two and gained two more also.
另外一个人收到两千，也赚回了两千。
But the last one who received one messed up totally.
最后一个收到了一千两，却是完全没有任何的收益。
So when the master came back,
所以当主人回来的时候
，he praises the first and the second servants.
他就表扬那个第一个和第二个。
That well done, good and faithful servant.
你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
But he cast the last one off his face.
但是他把第三个从他面前撵出去了。
Brothers and sisters, I would stick Moses' name to the first place of the five talents.
那我就会把摩西放在这个属于这第一拿了五千两银子的仆人。
Because nobody but Jesus in the whole Bible is qualified to take the place.
因为在圣经里面，除了主耶稣以外，没有人可以占第一位的位置。
The Word of God.Has confirmed with us that Moses is indeed a great man.
神的话语向我们见证说，摩西的确是一个伟人。
He is good, faithful in serving God's purpose.
他在服侍神的这件事情上忠心又良善。
He was truly a hero in Exodus story.
在出埃及记的历史上，他也是一个英雄。
But now God said to Moses, God said to Joshua.
但是现在神对约书亚说
Whatever the great figure Moses was in the past years with the past generation
摩西在过去无论是过去的世代里面无论是怎样的伟大
Moses must be gone and become history when the new generation of Israel was about to turn their calendar to the new page
摩西必须要过去成为历史当以色列人要翻开这新的一页的时候
Moses' age was truly a good time.
摩西的时代的确是一个非常好的时代。
But it had to pass to the new age of Joshua.
但是必须要把这个时代传给约书亚。
Like Paul to Timothy.
就像保罗跟提摩太所说的一样。
Elijah to Elisha.
以利亚对以撒所说的一样。
David to Solomon.
大卫对所罗门所说的一样。
To Joshua, Moses was a great trainer and a perfect example to serve God's purpose.
对于约书亚来说，摩西是一个非常好的训练他的人。
But before the Jordan River,
但是在过约旦河之前,
God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead.
神却对约书亚说，摩西，我的仆人死了。
Dead means past.
死了就意味着说这件事情过去了。
It means finished.
意味着说结束了。
Stopped.
停止了。
Brothers and sisters, this verse tells us that to cross the Jordan River and enter the land of a promise. This verse tells us in order to cross the Jordan River and enter the land of a promise.
这句话告诉我们说要过约旦河，进到应许之地。
God's people must be born of a new generation.
神的儿女必须要是新的一代,
with a new heart,
有一个新的心,
follow a new vision,
有一个新的意向,
and walk on a new path.
走在一条新的路上,
they would gain a new strength from God.
他们要从神里得新的力量,
they couldn't keep looking back to the old days' glory,
他们不能回头只是看过去的荣耀,
and the miracles of their fathers.
看到他们父祖辈的这个荣耀，这神迹奇事。
You know, in Luke 9:62,
在路加福音9:62节那里讲,
Our Lord Jesus says that no one put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
Brothers and sisters, it is truly a blessing when we take a look at the past years in serving God's purpose in this church at this address.
弟兄姊妹，我们回望过去的一年，我们真的是充满了感谢和祝福。
Past years.
的过去的时日。
Our testimony used to be strong and bright.
我们的见证是这样子的强力，有力量和明亮。
And I was told many, many times by brothers and sisters here.
弟兄姊妹无数次地告诉我。
Our church meetings were often packed with new students from campus.
我们的聚会里面充满了新来的学生。
And packed with gospel friends from all over the place.
我们教会里有很多福音朋友们。
I admit that was a wonderful memory kept by many brothers and sisters.
我承认说这是弟兄姊妹所存的美好的记忆。
But dear brothers and sisters, no matter how great and blessed the days and the years we've had with us in the past,
但是弟兄姊妹，无论过去的时日有多么的美好，
we can't simply take them with us into the new journey that God has prepared for us.
我们却不能带着他走我们以后要神所预备我们要走的路。
Maybe you will say, yes, I'm ready to move on.
也许你是说我已经预备好继续往前走了。
I'm ready to turn to the new page.
我已经预备好要翻开的新的一页。
Maybe you will say that I want to look for something new for the new year of 2024.
也许你说我在2024年还有新的展望。
But brothers and sisters, let me ask you, are we ready to lay aside the old weight?
但是弟兄姊妹，我要问你，你有没有预备好放下过去的重担？
To put them down and leave them behind, as Hebrews 12:1 teaches us.
就像希伯来书12章第一节那里讲的，把他们放下来。
These old weights, some are really good.
这些旧的这些重担，有些其实是很好的。
They are good weight.
他们是有些是好的东西。
They are good memories.
他们是很好的记忆。
About our good past.
是我们过去很好的过去。
Brothers and sisters, a new year running for Christ,
在我们新的一年内追求基督的路上,
depends so much on the new perspective.
是取决于我们的新的
a new vision,
新的意向,
and a new attitude,
是一个新的态度。
When Israel people were standing at the Jordan River,
当以色列人站在约旦河边的时候
they learned that they couldn't take manna with them into the land flowing with milk and honey.
他们知道说他们不能够把玛拿带到这个流奶与蜜之地。
The pillars of cloud and the fire would be gone.
这个日间的云柱，夜间的火柱也就不再有了。
The sweet water of the rock in the wilderness would stop.
这个伴随他们的灵磐石也没有了。
Brothers and sisters, before they set foot into the river by faith,
在他们凭着信心把他们的脚放在约旦河之中的时候之前
they should first turn their eyes away from the past experience of their fathers.
他们必须要把他们的眼睛从过去他们祖先的经历上挪开来
because everything on the other side of the river is new for them.
因为在约旦河那一边的每一件事情都是新的
and they got to be new for everything
他们对每一件事情都是新鲜的
this is the key for them in preparing the entry into the new land
这是对他们来说是进到迦南地之前的一个非常关键的事情
let's move on to the second verse that God spoke to Joshua
我们来看看约书亚第二句话
now therefore arise
所以现在起来
First, Joshua got to stand up in God's timing.
现在约书亚要站在这神的时间上。
Both Numbers 27 and Deuteronomy 34 tells us that God had appointed Joshua to succeed Moses before he died.
在民数记27章和申命记34章里面神都已经预定了约书亚要接替摩西。
And Moses laid his hand on Joshua before the congregation and the high priest of Israel.
摩西也在以色列众百姓和大祭司面前，在他手按手在约书亚的身上。
So from that point on,
所以从那个时候开始
，Joshua was able to lead among God's people.
约书亚是可以带领以色列人。
Anytime he could stand up, say, "Follow me."
任何时候他可以站起来说，来跟随我。
Because he was appointed a leader by God.
因为他是神所预定的这个代替摩西的领袖。
But now, Joshua had to wait.
但是现在约书亚必须要等待。
He had to wait with patience because God's timing for him wasn't there yet.
他必须要耐心的等待，因为神的时候还没有到。
God kept him under Moses.
神把他留在了摩西的下面。
All the way to the point of the Jordan River.
一直到了约旦河边。
40 years, my dear brothers and sisters.
四十年之久。
Joshua waiting for that point of time.
约书亚一直在等着那个时刻的到来。
Because he's a patient man.
因为他是一个有耐心的人。
He's a godly man.
他是一个有敬畏神的人。
A godly man can wait on God.
一个敬虔的人是可以等候神的。
For many times, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，很多时候
we do stand up to serve God's purpose.
我们的确是站起来服侍神的旨意。
But not in His timing, because we are so impatient in waiting on God.
但是我们却不能够等候神的时间，因为我们是这样子的没有耐心。
In 1 Samuel 13,
在撒母耳记上十三章的时候
，It tells us that Saul could be the good king of Israel.
那里讲的说扫罗其实可以成为以色列的一个好的王。
Because he could fight like a mighty warrior.
他是可以像一个大能的勇士一样来为以色列人征战。
But he couldn't wait on God.
但是他却不能过来等候神。
He wanted to follow his own, not God's timing.
他想要来遵照自己的时间，却不是神的时间。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, Samuel told Saul.
所以在撒母耳记上十三章十四节的时候，撒母耳就对扫罗说
，Your throne will not last long.
你的宝座不会持续很久。
Brothers and sisters, if we want our service to His purpose to last long,
如果我们希望我们能够服侍神的这个能够持续的久
patience for God's timing is the key.
我们需要等候神的时间是非常重要。
Secondly, Joshua got to stand up in faith.
第二点，约书亚必须要在信心里面站立起来。
Joshua is a spiritual son of Moses.
约书亚是摩西的一个属灵的儿子。
Just like a Paul to Timothy, we mentioned before.
就好像那个有摩西那个提摩太对于保罗一样。
So to Joshua, living under the shadow of a great Moses was the joy of his heart, wasn't it, brothers, sisters?
所以对于约书亚来说，活在摩西的影子里面是非常喜乐的事情。
If I were Joshua, I would wish to stick with Moses for the rest of my life.
如果我是约书亚，我希望能够一直跟着摩西，以后的日子里面。
Brothers and sisters, we enjoy the old days when the godly men and women were sitting among us and leading us forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们其实是非常享受过去有这些敬虔的弟兄姊妹还在我们中间。
I was told by brothers and sisters in this church.
这里的弟兄姊妹告诉我
how they enjoyed the days when godly men and women were among them.
他们是这样的享受这个敬虔的弟兄姊妹在我们当中。
We wouldn't feel any problem at all.
我们觉得没有任何的问题。
Or if something tough came to us.
如果有些艰难的事情。
We just simply passed it to these brothers and sisters.
我们就把这些难处交给这些弟兄姊妹。
Just like Judges 4:8, Barak said to Deborah.
就好像在士师记里面第四章那里。巴拉对底波拉所说的
If you go with me, I will go.
你要与我同去，我就去。
If you don't go with me, I won't go.
你如果不同与我同去，我就不去。
The life was so easy when these godly men and women sitting among us.
当这些敬虔的弟兄姊妹与我们同在的时候，我们的生活是这样的容易。
But now God commanded Joshua.
但是神却在这里吩咐约书亚
to stand up.
起来
to take the lead.
在做这个领袖。
Joshua might wonder why God's timing comes so quickly.
也许约书亚觉得说神的时间来得太快了。
And he might think that he was still too young, too simple, too naive.
也许他觉得说他自己太年轻、太简单、太单纯。
And he might want to sustain the old days living under the shadow of great Moses.
他还想继续活在摩西的这个影子里面。
So he wouldn't have to take the burden to leave his people.
他就不会承担这个重担来带领以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, this is not my guess.
这是我的猜想。
This is not my guess.
这不是我的猜想。
If we read through chapter 1, as God told Joshua multiple times to be strong and very courageous.
因为在第一章里面，神多次对约书亚说要刚强壮胆。
We can be sure that Joshua seemed to be unable to stand up in faith.
我们觉得说约书亚觉得他好像不能够站立起，在信心的里面站立起来。
But God promised Joshua.
但是神却应许摩西。
As I was with Moses,
我怎样与摩西同在
，so also I will be with you.
我也必与你同在。
Wherever your feet shall pass,
你的脚无论走到哪里
，I will give you good success.
我会让你我会让你顺利。
God confirmed with Joshua.
神。确定了约书亚
that it wasn't his business but God's business.
这不是他的事情，这是神的事情。
To bring the people of Israel to reach their goal.
是让以色列能够达到那个目的。
So now Joshua got to stand up in that faith.
所以约书亚就要在那个信心里面站立起来。
You know, I knew a sister who loved the Lord.
我认识一个非常爱主的姊妹。
But she kept on complaining about herself for more than 10 years.
她有十年的时间一直在抱怨自己。
Lord, I'm longing to run after your purpose.
主啊，我非常渴慕能够来追求你的旨意。
But I'm not good enough.
但是我不够好。
I'm not strong enough.
我不够强壮。
I'm not being spiritual enough.
我没有足够的属灵。
Smart enough.
我也不够聪明。
I don't read the Bible enough.
我也没有读够圣经。
I don't pray enough.
我没有祷告的也不够。
Not enough this, not enough that.
这个也不够，那个也不够。
As a result,
结果就是
her spiritual status kept on being weak.
所以她属灵的情况就非常的软弱。
Poor and idle for more than 10 years.
是贫穷的，也是荒凉的，有十年之久。
Far from any accomplishment.
没有任何的成就。
My dear young people.
年轻人。
You've been served by the old generation in this church from first grade to college.
你在这里被年长的大人们从你的小学一年级一直服侍到大学。
You should. This is precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is wonderful.
这是非常美妙的。
But I want to encourage you.
但是我也想鼓励你。
The since the Yes group at the Dumbo Church started a couple of weeks ago.
在Dumbo 的这个年轻人的聚会，举行之前开始。
God's timing for your participation and the leadership is ready.
神的时间，让你能够来参加，也作为领袖的这个时间已经到了。
Dear young people, this is your group running for God's purpose.
这是你的时间来为神的旨意来奔跑。
So don't miss it and stand up in faith.
不要错过这个机会，在信心里面站立起来。
Third.Joshua got to stand up for his vision.
第三点，约书亚在他的意象里面要站立起来。
Brothers and sisters, to serve God's purpose.
弟兄怎么要服侍神的旨意
？Our vision matters.
我们的意象非常的重要。
Because the vision determines the path we choose.
因为我们的意象决定我们所走的道路。
Joshua had been following Moses since the first day of Exodus.
约书亚跟随着摩西是从离开埃及的第一天开始起。
Moses was not only his father, but also his vision.
摩西不光是他的父，也是他的意象。
Joshua didn't have to look forward.
约书亚不需要再超过摩西往前看。
Because what Moses had seen was Joshua's vision.
因为摩西所看到的就是约书亚的意象。
There was good enough for him in walking through the wilderness.
对他来说，在旷野里走这就足够了。
But now Joshua was chosen by God, standing at the Jordan River.
但是神现在在约旦河边让约书亚站立起来。
So God told Joshua.
所以神就对约书亚说。
Because Moses, my servant, is dead.
因为摩西我的仆人死了。
You need to stand up for your vision.
你需要在你的意象里面站立起来。
But not on Moses.
不是在摩西的意象里面。
This is what now therefore means, right?
这是。
Now, therefore, you stand up.
这就是你站立起来的原因。
Moses had finished his race in Exodus.
摩西在出埃及记里面已经完成了他的这个路程。
Along with his vision and the path.
他的意象和他的道路都已经完成了。
Moses was a faithful servant and a good servant to God.
摩西在神的面前是一个忠心的仆人。
But Moses, my servant, is dead.
但是摩西我的仆人死了。
So Joshua now got to stand up on a fresh new vision from God for him.
所以约书亚需要有从神那里来的意象。
Rather than be a copy of his predecessor.
不是从摩西那里来的一个抄来的。
Otherwise, he would never be able to make the promised land.
不然的话，他没有办法进到那个应许之地。
There is a Negro mother.
那里有一个黑人的。
Eagle,
一个母婴。
Who gives her newborn baby to the duck mother before she goes far away?
在她把离开之前，她把她的婴交给了一个鸭子的母亲。
Newborn baby.Baby
是他的新生的婴儿交给了他的交给了一个鸭子
Duck mother
母鸭子
Yeah The duck mother is faithful to her friend
这个母鸭子对她的朋友是非常的忠实。
So she takes care of this eagle baby.
她就照顾这个老鹰的婴儿。
But with a bunch of her baby ducks.
但是去照着这个鸭子的方式来教养。
So the baby eagle learns the way it talks and walks among ducklings.
所以这个小鹰就照着这个鸭子的方式来说话，来走路。
When the baby eagle finally grows up,
当这个小鹰终于长大了以后，
the mother ducks tell the story about its true origin.
所以这个母鸭就告诉了小鹰的真实的来历。
Saying that you are the eagle that can fly high.
对他说你是鹰，你可以飞得很高。
And now it's your time to fly to your mama.
现在你是回到你母亲的时候了。
But the young eagle says to Mama Duck.
这个小鹰对母鸭就说，
You gotta be kidding me, Mama.
你在跟我开玩笑。
How can I fly?
我怎么可能飞呢？
I can only swim.
我只能够游。
I can only make a gaga voice because I'm a duckling.
我只能够发出那个嘎嘎的声音，因为我是一个鸭子。
I'm a duckling, not an eagle.
我是一个鸭子，不是一个鹰。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
why can't this eagle fly?
为什么这个鹰不能飞呢？
Not because it has no wings.
不是因为它没有翅膀。
But because after years of the babysitting by Mama Duck,
因为在他母鸭照顾他的日子里面，
the baby eagle is converted into a copy of a duckling.
因为他是照着这个母鸭样子变成的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the new year of 2024 is just come.
弟兄姊妹，2024年刚刚来到。
Let's stand up for his purpose.
让我们为了他的旨意来站立起来。
In his timing.
在他的时间里面。
In our faith.
在我们的信心里面。
And upon the new vision that he desired for us.
在他向我们所存的意向里面。
May the Lord bless us with a fruitful year of 2024.
愿神给我们一个充满结满果子的新的一年。
Let's have a word.
Dear
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
And we commit these words up to your hands.
我们把这些话交在你的手中。
And make us a living word that we can walk through the word and through our life.
愿我们这些话在我们里面成为活的，使我们能够来经历这些话，行得出来。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们为这个时间来感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。